1990 and 1991, the United States and its European allies laid good foundations for what would, in effect, be a comprehensive post-war settlement. The elder President Bush used phrases like New World Order, but he and his colleagues never had a chance to add the words or complete the structures that would fill out the vision. In the early 1990s, President Clinton wrestled with this too. There was really a memorable account of this offered in a recent book by Bill Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, Strobe Talbot. Talbot recounts a meeting in the Oval Office in September 1994. I don't know if you were there for this one, Jim. When Clinton pushed his advisors to see that, here I'm quoting Clinton, quote, "Our operative problem of the moment is that a bunch of smart people haven't been able to come up with a slogan for where we are and what we're doing and why and where it's going to take us that's better than where we've been." This is still Clinton talking. There was the Cold War, which gave way to the New World Order Bush talked about, but now everyone's afraid that's going to fall apart. So, what's next, you guys? Close quote. In Talbot's account, Al Gore was the one who jumped up to that challenge. Gore said, "People now feel in their bones that there's something fundamentally different about the world in which we live. Palpably, ours is becoming a global civilization. There's a universal sense," this is still Gore talking, "that democracy is humankind's chosen form of political organization, and that the free market is humankind's chosen form of economic organization. Rousseau said the body politic is a moral being possessed of a will. We need to make the leap from nationhood to a sense of identity that is truly global, but that embodies Rousseau's point. The blueprint is there, and Jefferson wrote it."